You're joining us live here in Turkey with our special coverage of the second round of Turkey's presidential election. Let's bring you up to speed with where we're at right now. Well, the vote counting has begun. We're at, so far, a fifth of the votes counted, according to Anadolu News Agency. They're trying to figure out, and if you see me glancing down often, trying to figure out what are the initial results and whether we're allowed to go with it, waiting for the all clear on that one. Well, we've got a number of correspondents covering this story across Turkey. We've got Hashim Ahlabara. He's at the CHP headquarters, the headquarters of the opposition party in Ankara. We've got Sinem Kosoğlu live for us from Istanbul. But first, let's start with Rasul Sardar. He joins us from the presidential palace in Ankara. They must be on a knife's edge there, waiting for an indication of where this is going, Rasul.
Absolutely, Sami. So now we are in front of the presidential palace in Ankara, and the preparations are underway. So President Erdogan, within hours, he's expected to arrive to Ankara and come to the presidential palace and also from a balcony to deliver a speech to his supporters. So that is quite unusual, because President Erdogan, usually his traditional balcony speech would happen in the AK Party's the headquarter in Ankara, but this time he preferred to address his supporters from the presidential palace. So according to some sources from the government, they say that so far about 30% of the votes have been counted. They're saying they are leading. However, in any way, what is clear is that it is, as of now, still a neck-and-neck race, and as it has been in the last 2 weeks during the presidential campaign for the second round of the election. However, for now, many people, millions in Turkey, maybe across the world, are very much closely watching this election and very curious to see what's going to be the result, who is going to win and who is going to lose. However, here there is a specific group that is definitely much more carefully, meticulously carefully watching these elections, and they are the millions of refugees in Turkey.
Many consider this election to be Turkey's most significant in its recent history. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan voted in Istanbul, where he began his political career. He has reshaped the nation in the last two decades. His supporters believe he has made it more powerful and prosperous.
I want Erdogan to win for the sake of stability for this country.
Stability and continuity have been the message throughout Erdogan's election campaign. But after more than two decades in power, he now faces his most difficult challenge. Six opposition parties have joined forces for this presidential runoff, with opposition leader Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu chosen as their unified candidate. He was second in the first round on May 14th. As he came to cast his vote in Ankara, he was welcomed by his supporters. They are growing more confident that he will be Turkey's next president.
The whole nation wants change because our country wants its rights, justice and rule of law.
Neither President Erdogan nor the opposition leader Kılıçdaroğlu could secure enough votes to win in the first round. It was the high votes for nationalist parties that forced the election to the second round.
The rise of the nationalist parties was the main surprise of the first round. That has forced the presidential candidates to reconsider their election strategy to appeal to the nationalist votes in the runoff.
The opposition leader Kılıçdaroğlu has focused his second round campaign on anti-refugee sentiments, promising to send home millions of Syrian, Afghan and Pakistani refugees. "Syrians will go" is one of the main slogans written on billboards. As a result, the leader of the ultra-nationalist Victory Party, Ümit Özdağ, has announced his support for Kılıçdaroğlu. But Sinan Ogan, another ultra-nationalist presidential candidate who came third in the first round, has decided to support President Erdogan in the runoff. The preliminary results will be announced hours after voters cast their ballots. But this election is closely watched, especially by millions of refugees facing fear and uncertainty. Rasul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Ankara.
And Rasul, your package touched upon there the issue of the nationalist vote, and these are the moments, the coming moments, where we find out just how successful or otherwise the pivot towards the national vote has been, right?
Absolutely, Sami. It was the biggest surprise of the first round seeing the rise of the nationalist parties in Turkey. So the conservatives in this country were holding their ground. However, there was a huge rise of the nationalist parties, and that's why right after the first round, we have seen a race started to appeal the nationalist votes. And so the Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, he has changed his rhetoric, his mild-mannered rhetoric, and tried to appeal the nationalist votes by particularly focusing on the anti-refugee sentiments and promising to send millions of the refugees back and so on. And so as a result, he got the support of the ultra-nationalist parties, the support of ultra-nationalist party, the Victory Party. But Erdogan also has done quite a lot to appeal the others, like Sinan Oğan and so on. So, but one thing is interesting here, Sami. So these ultra-nationalist parties are quite new parties, and we do not know how is going to be their voters' reaction in the second round. They, because their loyalties to their leaders have never been tested before. That's why it's quite difficult to predict how they're going to react. But these questions are going to be answered within hours, as now more than 30% of the votes are already counted.
All right, good stuff there from Rasul Sardar. Thanks so much for that. Let's bring you up to speed. As Rasul mentioned there, around, I'm just double-checking the number here, according to Anadolu News Agency, we're getting close to a third of the vote having been counted. We still are awaiting the all-clear, though, from the High Election Commission to start getting into some numbers. The good news is we understand they're getting ready to make an announcement, so hopefully that will come pretty soon. Well, let's now go over to Hashim Ahlabarra. He's live for us at the CHP headquarters, the headquarters of the opposition party in Ankara. And Hashim, tell us a little bit about the mood there as we await these crucial numbers to come in.
Sami, let me bring you up to date with the latest as far as the opposition is concerned. There was a presser by the spokesperson of the CHP a while ago, Faik Ozturak, and this is what he had to say. He said basically that they have called all their representatives in all the polling stations to be very careful and to ensure that there are no irregularities whatsoever. We have to remind our viewers that during the first round of the election, the opposition said that there were many irregularities and filed many objections to the High Election Committee, the YSK. Now, there are some indications that we'll have to look at, Sami, that would give us some indications about what we should be expecting tonight. I've been talking to many members of the opposition, and basically they say the biggest hope tonight is to see the voter turnout exceeding 89%, higher than the first round. For them, that could be a good sign that they might have more voices. They do vote. They do understand that this is going to be a complex task ahead for them, that for them to expand the electoral map, they will have to go to different votes from different parts of the country. A lower vote turnout is going to be definitely bad news for the opposition if it happens tonight.
And Hashim, just to put this into perspective, there is a lot at stake here for the opposition. A big push made, a lot of things at stake for Kılıçdaroğlu, the leader of that alliance, and a lot at stake for the Table of Six, that alliance that brought together six parties, right? These are the make or break moments for them now.
Indeed, it is the most important political fight for Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the 74-year-old politician and economist, to win this election. It became somehow his motto, his raison d'etre, and he said, I'm determined to defeat President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, promising people to restore the parliamentary system, to fix the economy, and to bring more political freedoms to the country. To do that, he built this alliance of six political parties, which were always divided over a wide range of issues. But this time they decided to set aside those differences and to move forward. Just to remind our viewers, in March, a key partner of Kılıçdaroğlu, Meral Akşener of the EU party said that she's not really confident they can win this election with Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu as the main candidate in the election. She only stayed in the coalition when she got some concessions from Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu about including some of his top aides, particularly Mansur Yavaş and Ekrem İmamoğlu, as vice presidential candidates. What happens tonight, this is going to be an extremely delicate moment. A loss by the opposition will be a complete reset for the opposition alliance and also the future of the opposition candidate Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. But for the time being, the spokesperson said they're confident they're going to win this election. He also said that we are promising that our win will usher in a new spring for the people of Turkey. Now, we'll have to wait and see whether they were able to win the hearts and minds of the undecided voters, but more importantly, whether they were able to convince the ultra-nationalists, who were the biggest surprise in this election, that it was about time for a change in Turkey. So all these issues will continue to be at stake until we get a final result about what was the choice of the Turkish people tonight. Sami?
And hopefully that final result coming in soon. Thanks so much, Hashim Ahlabarra there. Let's take this to Sinem Kosoğlu. She's in Istanbul. And Sinem, bring us up to speed with how this is unraveling across social media, across the media.
Well, Sami, the Higher Election Board hasn't announced anything yet about lifting the election ban on media. However, TV outlets and online platforms have already begun announcing the results, the so far result, let me say, on their platforms. And it seems that the turnout is still high, but the turnout in the runoff might be left a few points below the first round, which was around 90%. This is what we are all expecting right now. On the other hand, for now, since they are opening the ballot boxes in the small populated cities, they are not giving us a clear idea. But the ruling AK Party side seems to be confident about winning this election. However, when you look at the streets, Sami, this is what I have been explaining in our bulletin so far. There isn't any excitement. Yes, Turkish people always take the polls seriously. They go to the polling stations. I remember from my childhood, people used to wear their best tuxedos, best suits when they used to go to the polls. They take it seriously, but the excitement is not as it used to be. This is what we feel. And I'm hearing from my sources in the eastern region that in the Kurdish-dominated areas, the turnover going to the ballots, the appetite by the Kurds for the runoff might be left a little bit, again, lower than the first round. Of course, we will see the results shortly, as this was only a presidential race between two candidates. That's why the voting lasted. It worked, it flowed much properly compared to the first round two weeks ago. Until then, we have no idea. But of course, the results always may have surprises. But one thing is clear, despite the turnout is still very high compared to many other countries in the world, this will be below the first round's turnout, Sami.
And Sinem, as we're waiting, hearing that the media ban is lifted now, trying to see if we can get some numbers in. But do tell me if you've got any indication where you are. Our electrical system's a little soggy with rain right now. As we get them sorted out, tell me if you've got any indication of those first results.
Okay, since the ban is lifted, let's go with some figures. The turnout seems to be around 84%, Sami, which is lower than the first round, as I said. And so far, at least 20% of the ballot boxes have been opened. And according to the initial results, President Erdogan is ahead of his rival Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. But of course, it depends on where you begin to open the ballot boxes. The smaller cities with smaller populations, it's easy to count the votes out there, unless the votes in big cities like Istanbul, Ankara, Izmir, Antalya, until these votes are counted, we don't have any proper result. And when the ballots, the polls are being opened at the beginning, the ratios are much higher than it is expected. But many sense that President Erdogan will be lucky in the runoff as well. This is the situation in terms of figures right now, Sami.
All right, thanks so much, Sinem Kosoğlu there. I'm going to now be able to bring you the first figures which are coming in. Again, these are initial, not official. These are initial results being reported by Anadolu News Agency with 42% of the vote. These are not final results by any stretch of the imagination. But so far, again, we have a picture of Tayyip Erdogan, the president, in the lead with 57.09% of the vote, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu with 42.9% of the vote. Once again, these are not official results. They are not final results. These are the results coming in from Anadolu News Agency, and they are reflecting 42% of the vote having been counted. So I guess this is the time to bring in our guests and try and unwrap this and see what it means. We're delighted to have with us, braving the rain and the wind, which is blowing our stuff away here, Ali. Hi. Good to have you back with us. Ali Çağrıoğlu from Koç University. So here we go. 57% for Tayyip Erdogan, 42% so far for Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. Not the final results, only 42%. Can we build too much into it at this point?
I wouldn't, because early results...
You're always a cautious person.
I am very cautious.
I respect that in you.
Well, thank you. But the earliest results that we received from social media indicated a slight lead by Kılıçdaroğlu. Now, with a larger percentage of votes.
The picture's changing from what?
Counted picture is changing. I expect this margin to narrow as we go along. But the last time we had this kind of margin, it really stopped at 49.5%.
I mean, you're right, the margin did close, but the pattern stayed
yes.
For most of the night. I think it's fair to say, I'm thinking back to that first day,
yes.
The pattern of who's ahead and who's trailing
did not change.
For a big chunk of the night, at least, I think it's safe to say it didn't change.
It did not change.
Can we make that assumption, or again, should we be more cautious a la Ali?
Depending on
style.
What you want to observe at the end of the day.
We don't want to get into speculating.
It's,
that's definitely
it's
not.
It's such an important election that people have difficult time believing even in the truth itself.
Right.
So let's wait. That's my suggestion.
Okay, I respect that. Let me try and look at it from another perspective,
sure.
Though. I'm not going to try and pull you into guessing numbers.
No.
There used to be a day, I'm sure you remember, in this country when results would come in earlier from the east.
I see.
That has changed now?
That has changed.
So can we look at a result like this, and does it give us any indication to where Tayyip might be leading in? Or again, should we...
No, to my knowledge, that kind of pattern cannot be established for this new system. Because in the past, the polls opened earlier and closed earlier in the east. Now, all over the country, it's the same time period for voting. Hence, smaller constituencies are more likely to actually do the counting more quickly and send in the results. That's the only assumption we can make about these. Most likely, these come from smaller constituencies where count is easier.
All right, I'm going to flip around my little screen here, Ali, sure. So you can see what I'm looking at. This is the map far where the results are coming in and who's leading where.
The pattern didn't change.
That was what I was going to ask you. Doesn't look like there's so many surprises so far. The heartland of Turkey, it seems that's where Erdogan is doing well so far. Just to underscore, it's only 42% of the vote coming
in. That geography, the heartland of Anatolia, has a larger number of seats. But in this election, seat numbers really doesn't count. What matters is where the voters are. And the voters are in the red areas that we see where Kılıçdaroğlu is winning. Mostly western and coastal provinces. Istanbul is there, Izmir is there. And Ankara in the heartland is also where Kılıçdaroğlu is leading. And so three large metropolitan areas is where most voters are. Almost 40% of Turkey, if I remember correctly, is living in those three cities. That's where Kılıçdaroğlu is getting its votes. This election is different. So you get one more vote than your competitor, you win the election.
All right, that's a beautiful point for us to segue off of. So thank you so much, Ali, for coming and explaining that to us. Let me update you first on what we're seeing so far with the results before we segue off of Ali's final point there. Well, we're now at almost half of all votes have been counted. 49% of votes have been counted. And so far, here is the result. Tayyip Erdogan has more percent of the votes so far, 56.3% of the vote, with Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu at 43% of the vote so far. So once again, Tayyip Erdogan, we can see a similar pattern so far emerging of what we saw on the first night, where Tayyip Erdogan was ahead. He's ahead so far in this stage. But that margin of his, how much he's ahead by, is shrunk ever so slightly, but it's still a significant lead for him so far. We're going to have to keep an eye on this, obviously. It's still early days or early hours. We're only halfway through the vote counting. And as Ali said, we've got to keep an eye on some of the key areas in this vote. Well, Alexei O'Brien has been looking at how some of those key areas played out in the first round of voting in this package.
Istanbul, Ankara and Izmir are Turkey's biggest cities. And in the election earlier this month, all the provinces around those cities, here in red, voted for the opposition candidate, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. That's a shift away from Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who took both Ankara and Istanbul in 2018. But this year, he lost those provinces by about 1 or 2 percentage points. And there was a much wider margin in Izmir. However, it traditionally votes for the opposition. Erdogan did win, as expected, in the central conservative heartland, here in yellow, his party's support base, but with fewer votes compared to 2018. He also won in 8 of the 11 provinces badly affected by those earthquakes in February. Analysts suggest that's because of the governing party's promise to rebuild the devastated cities. Further southeast is where most of the Kurdish population is concentrated. The main pro-Kurdish party under the Green Left banner threw its support behind Kılıçdaroğlu, and Kurdish voters followed suit. Then there's Western Europe, where the vast majority of the Turkish diaspora lives, and it's 3.4 million registered voters. About 55% of those cast ballots in the runoff vote. That's even more than in the May 14 election, when 57% of them voted for Erdogan. And the candidate who finished third in the first round, Sinan Oğan, won about 5% of votes overall. He has endorsed Erdogan to win. But it's unclear how Oğan's supporters will vote in the runoff and what that will mean for these two men and their political ambitions.
All right, so unclear how they're going to vote, but we are getting some indications of how things have been going so far in this vote. Let me bring you up to speed with the election results as reported by Anadolu News Agency, and I have to underscore, these are not the final results. We're at Almost half of votes counted, 49% of votes counted. Tayyip Erdogan ahead so far with 56% of the votes. In second place, obviously, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, quite behind so far at 43.64% of the votes. Let's analyze things further. We have Sedat Demirel joining us here. It's windy. It's cold. Thanks for coming, Seda. You've been a real soldier about this. You're political professor of political science at Uşak University in Istanbul. Now, it's just jumped as I was turning around to talk to you, and we've got 55% of votes counted. The lead still for Tayyip Erdogan, but it's gone down a bit. He's now at 55% of the vote versus 44% for Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. Now, it's still quite a sizable gap between the two candidates. Is that significant at this stage?
Well, the gap is low, actually, or lower than expected, considering it's another agency. And there's also other sources that that give more like knife edge results, right? So I would say that this is a more optimistic scenario for the opposition, because many were fearing that in the opposition that Erdogan would win with a landslide victory, but it so far
do these numbers suggest to you that that is not going to happen, there won't be a landslide,
right? Because it looks like the gap can be closed in the upcoming hours. That's what we saw in the previous round, that we saw in 2018 elections. Typically, we see another agency starting incumbent votes with a much higher rate, and the margin closes over the next hours. So we may expect a similar change and a closing of the gap. It's not a gap that cannot be closed in the upcoming hours.
Tell us now how soon we should expect them to get through the vote counting. In the first round, it dragged on, didn't it? Especially when it came to the last 5 or 2%. That really dragged on. Are we going to see a repeat of that scenario, or are things going to be a lot quicker and smoother now?
I would think things would be much faster, much quicker now that it's just the presidential election, and just that it's just two candidates now. So we may expect a more definitive result in a much shorter period of time.
All right. Now I'm going to ask you, if you're comfortable, to look at these numbers. Do they tell us anything about the nationalist camp, or is it still too early to say who won over the nationalists?
Well, I would say the nationalist camp clearly did not just unanimously support Erdogan. Otherwise, you would see Erdogan much more ahead. So I would say many of the nationalist voters did actually go and vote for Kılıçdaroğlu. Some of them did go vote for Erdogan, but they did split. We know that. To know more, we need to wait a couple more hours.
Obviously. Okay, and let me ask you another question. Again, looking at these initial results and looking at the spread, I'm not sure if you saw moments ago, we had this map, and from the projections by Anadolu News Agency, it wasn't a huge surprise. The main areas showing support so far, the election, the votes are not all counted, but they were in the heartland areas of Turkey, showing support for Tayyip Erdogan. Does that tell us anything about the Kurdish vote, or is it still too early?
I think we need to wait a couple more hours to see what Kurdish voters decided. It's still too soon for that to reach a conclusion.
All right. Well, there's plenty of more hours to come, so I'm going to let you go in and warm up. Thank you so much, Seda.
No problem.
All right, let's bring you up to speed with where we are now then. 55% of the votes have been counted. Tayyip Erdogan is ahead with 55.8% of the votes so far. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu is behind him with 54.2% of the votes. This is according to Anadolu News Agency. We have to underscore these are not final, these are not official results. We'll be here monitoring this as it comes in.